Good morning, Grace Life. Well, luckily Matt just took my first 3 minutes, so excellent. I don't have to introduce myself. Very happy to be with you guys this morning. As Matt said, I'm Andrew Cummins. My wife Ashley and I, she's the beautiful blonde who checked in your children this morning. We actually just celebrated our 10-year anniversary last weekend, so yes. And we have one child, one son. His name is Cash. Cash Cummins. What were we thinking, naming our son Cash? It's all good. He is the silly little blonde boy that runs around here after the service. He's precious. On that note, I do want to say, since we've been at Grace Life, like Matt said, since March, we joined in April. This church has been an answer to prayer. Less for the organization, more for the body of believers, of course. I just love and appreciate all you guys, your families, the friendships that we've formed here with people just being plugged in have been so valuable to us. And I just love it. Actually, a couple months ago, Sarah came up on stage barefooted and she made a comment about grace, right? And when she did, I said, I'm going to mention that in our testimony, because that's what this church is about, grace. That's what love is. That's who Jesus is. And I love this church. So thank you guys. So a little bit about me. I was saved at the age of 8 years old. And I've heard some incredibly powerful testimonies on this stage. So I'm going to share a couple stories about my life. Hopefully they impact you in a different way than you've heard. But I grew up in DeLand here, just 20 minutes from this location. I'm 34 years old, graduated from DeLand High School, and graduated from the 2017 National Champions, the University of Central Florida. I can't believe I actually said that, in 2012. So, I'm going to tell you three stories this morning. Number one, when I was in high school, like I said, I was saved at the age of 8. I grew up in private elementary school, private middle school, public high school. Boom. Big culture shock. And 9th and 10th grade, most of my friends were church friends. That's the only people I really knew. And 11th and 12th grade, not that I started to stray, but I started to realize, or I started to learn or be deceived that I could gain respect from people by being silly at the expense of other people. Or I believed a lie that friendships relied on making certain decisions and being, you know, funny. And I think you guys, you know, may understand, you know, what we're talking about there. And really at the core of it, I had two sets of friends. I had my friends at church and I had my friends at school. And I wouldn't invite my friends from school to church. And I wouldn't invite my church friends to things that I was doing on the weekends. And it was almost like I lived a life straddling a line, right? Because I received the Holy Spirit. I had this ticket to heaven, in a sense. But I also kind of wanted a taste of the world and what the world had to offer. And I'm thinking of a story. It reminds me of the story of the prodigal son. I wanted to share this morning. If you don't know the story, in summary, a son goes to his father and he asks for an inheritance. He asks for his inheritance early and his father grants it to him. He takes the inheritance and, as the ESV version says, he squanders the inheritance and ends up living in squalor with the pigs, right? He returns to his father. His father lovingly accepts him and throws a huge feast, and it's a great story. And I'm trying to be conscious of my time. I'd always taken that to know that, hey, the riches of this world will not satisfy you, right? You return back to the well. Recently, I was reading in Galatians, and Paul writes that we are co-heirs with Christ, for those who are in Christ. And And as I started thinking about the inheritance that we have in heaven, when I look back to my life, I think about the inheritance that I received as a young child and may have squandered it, in a sense, by living in the world. And it's exemplified in a story of one time I was invited to a party in high school on Saturday night, and I said, no, I can't go. I'm playing drums at church on Sunday morning. And my friend said, you go to church? You're a Christian? Oh, that's interesting. I never would have guessed. And that stuck with me almost 20 years now, 15 years. So, life lesson. Do not squander your inheritance that you've received. Another story I want to tell you. I'm a big fan of metal music. I like heavy music, and we can debate up and down about whether or not it glorifies God. And I'll give you, there are many bands that do not glorify God, absolutely. But I love heavy metal music. And at one point, I was tussling in a mosh pit, watching my favorite band. This was probably 7 years ago. And I am listening to my favorite song by my favorite band, and I am selling out. I mean, I am sweating profusely, dancing in circles, you know, pushing, picking people up, excited. And I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, so much so that I'm, you know, very loud. And I had an out-of-body kind of third person, like watching myself in this mosh pit kind of experience, thinking, Andrew, it's Saturday night. You're screaming at the top of your lungs for a band, and the song is about a soldier writing to his beloved, you know, back at home. Tomorrow you're going to stand in church like this, and you're going to sing, Great Are You, Lord, at almost a whisper. And I thought, this looks more like worship than what I'm going to do tomorrow. And so I try to play the drums like the metal band. No, I wish. But it changed the way that I viewed worship. And if that means anything to you guys, I hope that it encourages you that, if anything, sell out for the Lord. Let's start a mosh pit right here, Kyle. That's a cue. No, I'm teasing. But, yeah, that was those are two stories, and I think I'm running short on time that I want to close with. But the two things I think that were the biggest in my life that I want to close with was, do not live for the world. Do not squander the inheritance that you've been given, the greatest gift of salvation. Spread the good news of the gospel in all that you do. You are a messenger in wherever your workplace is. You are the light, just like we say every day, every Sunday here at Grace Life. And if you believe that the Lord has saved you from eternal condemnation, sing it. Lift his name high. Because I know we'd all probably scream our favorite songs at that concert. But God has given his life for your life because he loves you. And so I hope that encourages you this morning. Love you guys. Thank you.